civil priority. Isolation now in effect. To avoid the risk of contamination, please stay indoors and await further instructions.
Good morning, Tribe World. It's Ray here. I hope you're doing well. Now, this is a bit of a different podcast because I'm sure that people will wonder who is our mystery guest. And I'm going to just give you some details to undo the mystery. Basically, it's our 21st anniversary since the tribe came into being. It's actually our 25th anniversary since Cloud9 was formed. And as you'll know, or many of you will know, we've done a lot of different series within our corporate company, Cloud9, many, many different series. A lot of the tribe cast got their start in some of those earlier series. And it's a very special time for us with our 25th anniversary, and particularly for Tribe World, going into our 21st year. And as you know, we've got books and podcasts and different things. We've been looking at sequels and films. And now, interwoven with that over the years, I've had many, many approaches from people that want to do a tribe game. And I've come close in the past to doing that. But again, it's all down to protecting the creative integrity of the tribe, because I would never want to do anything unless it is really done in the way that reflects what I had always aspired to happen for the tribe, be it a film, a sequel, a game, a novel, whatever. And that's, for anybody creative, it's very, very important to honor, for them to honor that creativity. That's what we do it for. And hopefully if we then love it, that you guys either love it or hate it, but, it's not... painting by numbers, we have to be quite passionate about it. But coinciding with the tribe's kind of 21st anniversary, as we go into the 21st anniversary, over the past few months, I've been in negotiations and discussions. And over the past few weeks, we've honed that down where I've been able to action a reasonably substantial investment to get onto a game, and I've now been identified some people that I think would be ideal to do that game, who share the same passion. And so I'm joined actually by our developer, and I wanted to you two, as for the tribal brothers and sisters around the world, to be integrated and to interact and to be involved from the very beginning of the genesis of this, which is very important to me and certainly the Cloud9 team. So would you join me in welcoming Crystal, who's in Louisiana right now. Good morning, Crystal, or good evening, Crystal. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good evening. Good morning. That's, the same.
That's fine. It's and we've got some of the members of the team in New Zealand. Good morning, team in New Zealand. How are you?
Oh, lovely. Nice to hear you.
That's a nice chorus of Kiwis. That's an interesting iteration, a chorus of Kiwis. And I'm here in Australia with the birds, and a lot of the fans are driving them mad, these birds. They're driving them as mad as they're driving me as mad. I can't turn the birds down. I'm still stranded in Australia. We're not able to travel back to New Zealand until this trans-Tasman bubble occurs, which I think might not be until September. That's amazing. And how are things in America for you, Crystal? Still you're locked down, or you're able to go out and about?
We're in, I think it's phase two here in the States. I kind of am staying to myself because there's just a lot going on. Everything's starting to open back up and everything. So I'm hoping that the country goes in a better way.
So you're able to do your developing at home anyway, aren't you? That's good.
Yep.
So Crystal, I thought it would be just a different way to keep in tune with our themes of the podcast, because as a lot of our tribal fandom will know, we've been going through chats with the cast, and that's important, not just for the the lockdown before our 20th anniversary. And it's very important, I think, for you to feature in this, Crystal, at this Genesis stage, because tribal brothers and sisters, you're going to have to forgive me because I speak English just about. Unfortunately, I don't speak gaming, and I played Snakes and Ladders and Monopoly, and that's about it. I'm just not very literate. So what I thought would happen is that if I could have some of the members of the team in New Zealand to help translate for me so that Tribal World will know what we're trying to achieve. So fundamentally, on a top level, what I'm trying to achieve is a game that the tribal brothers and sisters would really enjoy playing, that would remain truthful to the integrity of our series, that would be interactive, and that would be enjoyable. And so if you don't mind, and for the tribal brothers and sisters, forgive an old dinosaur here who's not familiar with the terms and that. And I'm just going to ask some questions, which then, and maybe later in a month or so, we could then invite some of the questions from the fans who might have their own questions to know what can they expect. But so fundamentally, what will this game be, Crystal? It's going to be a role-playing game, is that right?
Yes, the inception is that it would be an RPG type format where the player can interact with the different members of the Mallrats. They would be able to really immerse themselves in the world of the tribe.
They can become that they would become a member of the tribe, could they?
Yes, they would start out as a character creation where they'd be able to choose like tribal makeup, some different clothes, some different hairstyles and colors and such. And then they would actually be put into the world of the tribe right from the beginning. They would experience the events of the series as it goes. And then they would be able to join in like different events, like some of the important things like seeing Trudy as she was giving birth, you know, being there with the Mallrats as they were kind of in that situation.
That's interesting. And so, well, basically what we're saying is that we would be kind of in some ways having a framework of what had occurred in the seasons. And then our gamers, the people that are playing the game, they would they'd do their own makeup, their own hair design, they would join the Mallrats. And what would happen in the mall then if they're playing the game? What would actually, like, again, it sounds as a stupid question maybe, so forgive me for...
Not at all.
Yeah, but what would they do? I mean, do they get, what happens?
They would be able to, different stages in the storyline, to be able to interact with the other actors of the Mallrats. There would be like a quest board where they could go out, say like Trudy, you know, it's a popular example, I'm sorry. but say they, you know, they join and they have different jobs that they have to do. Say they have to go out and find nappies for the baby, for Brady. Then they would accept that quest and they would go out into the city. They would fight the popular gangs like the Demon Dogs and Locos that would populate those sectors. They would be able to gather. They would be able to, like I said, do the complete the quest.
Sorry to interrupt, Crystal, but within that quest, they then could, they would interact with Zoot and the Locos or the Demon Dogs. So from day one, it wouldn't just be solely confined to the Mallrats. So they would be in the city. They could do quests. They would fight the Demon Dogs. Maybe.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. That makes sense. And then and would they trade? Would they do other things? What else do you do in those kind of games? On a routine.
Something that was kind of spun out was that they would be able to like gather different things from the city. They would be able to salvage things that they could actually decorate their own space within the mall. Like if they wanted to put like posters up or have some kind of furniture that they salvaged out of from the city, they'd be able to add that into their little space there at the mall. They'd also, you know, be able to interact as far as with the characters and everything to try and like they could change their appearance at certain points, so they don't have to say, oh, well, I just want this kind of makeup at the start. It would be just like with the tribe, how they evolve after a while.
Yeah, another off the wall question. They couldn't have a relationship with Lex, could they? I mean, or not?
There is going to be a dating relationship sim that's going to be within the world as well. So it just might be a possibility that they could look at Lex or Bray or.
They fancy. That's interesting. That sounds great. And some of the team in New Zealand, you were explaining it to me. What were you saying? It was like The Legend of Zelda, is it? Or
it's more like Legend of Zelda, the 2D top-down view sort, not like the 3D sort. So like Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, for instance.
And The Legend of Zelda, that when it's a top-down, what does that mean, Crystal, for anybody that might? I would be very surprised that somebody's as a novice as I am, but you never know. I mean, is it, what does that mean?
The battle system would actually be, it's called an active battle system. I refer to it as ABS a lot because it's common lingo within the community. But basically the battles are all on map with using the character sprite that they already have. And everything would be taken care of on the map for the battles. So it would be kind of like The Legend of Zelda, but just like more of like, it's not really top down, as more as like a three-quarter view.
And then as we go, once that game is finished, you were saying, Crystal, a few weeks back that we would do some add-ons as we, for this season two or season three, season five, we would interweave new characters like the Technos and Ram and all of that stuff. And it would just expand, is it? Like the universe, the lands, I mean, the Eco Tribe and all this kind of stuff. Does that make sense, what I'm asking? I mean, it just grows, does it?
Yes, there would be, each season would be an expansion, basically, where it would unlock a new area. A player would be able to basically play each chapter that they wanted. But yeah, each season would be worked on at the end of the one that was previously released, so that they would have a new cast of characters, new quests, new layouts and maps to be able to explore. And I'm also hoping that we can get the books also worked in so that it's more interactive for the player to be able to continue on beyond the seasons that were shown on TV.
So post season five, I mean, that it's not inconceivable that we would be featuring the Collective and Kami and all the other characters as per the books, which is amazing. That's interesting. And your own personal passion, Crystal, as a putting off your game developer hat and putting on your gamer hat, what games do you like to play?
I'm a very big RPG fan. I always have been all my life. I always went with like the Segas. Lunar was Eternal Blue was a huge thing for me. Shining Force. I do dabble in WoW. I just haven't lately because I've been hyper focused with this project. So.
That's interesting. And team in New Zealand. Speaking of WoW, I know in the offices when I'm in New Zealand or going through the offices, very often at lunch breaks, I hear a lot of the WoW gaming going on. And what's the other one that Blizzard do that I can't remember what it's called?
It's called Overwatch.
Overwatch, that's right. So, and that's a popular game. But and do any of you guys play the same games that Crystal plays or has played?
Similar.
What's your favorite games?
A lot of the Legend of Zelda games and similar things like that, and Pokemon, that sort of thing. So yeah, it would be really interesting to see a tribe game in a similar style. It's quite exciting. Yeah,
that's great. Now we've had a lot of the fans over the years have been quite keen to have this, and as I say, I up until now I've never really seen a framework where it could come together, but. Well done to you, Crystal. I think you've got a good handle on what the tribe is all about, and really. So I mean, we're so new on this. This is so off the hot off the press, in a way. We just signed everything in the last 24 hours, so to speak, and that's why we've been recording some of our previous discussions, because at some point we'll have a making of the game, a making of the making of the game, and this will form part of that. And but we just wanted, or I particularly wanted to share this with, really as a form to say to the tribal brothers and sisters how much we appreciate them being there for us over these years. And to, rather than them read this in a statement or an announcement, I just wanted to share it with them, really, through the excitement. I'm excited by it. And I know the team in New Zealand are, and you are, Crystal.
Yes, very.
And it's going to be a lot of work, and we're looking at when do we think we'll have, are we able to show any progress as we go along, to show any details to the fans as we go along, or not? How would that work?
I would have the recordings to you, and there's definitely a lot of progress that can be recorded for that, but yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. And we should have something ready, like a demonstration as element available, what, by Christmas, January, we think, or?
That is the goal, to have a working demo that can be released out to the fans, so that they can kind of get a feeling of what this game is going to look like and feel like by Christmas.
And then we're about a year away, realistically, from having what we want. Is that right? I mean, the all bells, all whistles.
Yeah, all the bells and whistles. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work from the team, but I think in a year we can do it. It just is all going to depend on dedication, which I know I've got, and I know from your side there's a lot too. So
it's
definitely a goal.
Terrific. And we just we've been discussing this morning, just to remain truthful to what the tribe is all about, the lands. We've been talking about, you know, where is the mall, and where is that in relationship to the city, and where would the Eco Tribe have been, and where is Eagle Mountain, and all the maps, and because eventually you'll be recreating those, Crystal, and
correct
the travels if they go into the city, and a member of the team was asking this morning that if somebody enters the mall, they'll go what, through the sewers, will they?
Right, it would. It would be the typical way, like in the series, that a lot of the actors was entering the mall was through the car park, through the sewer. So both of those would have the inception there in the game, that there would be available to the player. So I want to try and recreate the world as much as possible.
That's fantastic. And what I like about it, that as well as mirroring the actual series, their favorite series, and interacting, that there's a creative element for the fans where they can explore their own creativity by designing their costumes and makeup, and they're able to choose their own look, are they?
Yes, they would have, when they first start, they'd be able to have a character creator where they'd be able to do their gender, they'd be able to do the makeup, hair, color, and everything, down to the clothes, and then that would be used for the rest of the game. But there would be also where in the room that they'd be able, like a makeup table or something, where they could change that so that they would be more free to express themselves.
That's great, isn't it? And then we'll still have some of our music and possibly new music as well, but our musical feature, won't it?
Yes, yes.
No, it's exciting, and then what I was meaning was that once, so on the, from day one, they can go into the city, they'll see Zoot, the locos, they might fight with them, they might hide from the demon dogs or when they're on the quest, but later, if they wanted to join the demon dogs or the locos, that's much later though.
Yes. That would be something, like I said, I want to try and focus on the story of the Mallrats and really getting that out there. And then we can do expansions later on that would allow the player a lot more versatility as far as choosing what alignment they really want to be with.
No, that's terrific. That sounds good. And what we might do, I mean, just for kind of market research, Crystal, then that's what's good. If any of the fans, want to comment, then we'll have a look at those comments, and just, because they might have some questions and we can answer those questions. But it's very early stages. It's, we're doing it. We're off and running. It's definitely going to happen. It's a blank page right now where, and that's what's nice, that the fans can join us on this journey, and we'll keep them up to date with the progress as we go along. So, Crystal, are there any visuals? I know that it's always nice to see, however rough. I know they're going to be rough, and you won't want to, because it's certainly, but is there anything that we can show our troubled brothers and sisters at this stage? And have you got anything there?
Yes, I do have like a little, some of the stuff that is just kind of like roughly laid out.
Like, for example, is there any guideline if the fans wanted to, you've got some rough idea, if they wanted to make up their own character, we can, and then you can show that. So they'll be, they can choose eyes and nose and face and this type of thing, and the hair. That's a cool hairstyle. That's good.
This is right now just very rough. It's nothing is set in stone just yet. These are just concept images and guidelines for right now, placeholders, if you will.
It's good though, Crystal, for the fans to see, because they'll understand. It's not the finished product. It's just concepts and hot off the press, really. And we haven't even really started, but it's just you're just kicking around some things. We're kicking around some ideas and thoughts and maps and all this stuff. So we'll get that going. So well done. That's good. And that's really it. So I just thought, to break away from our normal podcast format to interweave this, and for you, Crystal, it's good. You're going to have your work cut out, no doubt, but you're going to be living, and as I do, you're going to be living, eating, and breathing the tribe.
Yeah, I'm keeping the dream alive.
Oh, that's what it's all about. No, that's good for you. Well, well done, and I appreciate you taking the time, Crystal, and the team in New Zealand, and then just closing, we just hope and pray that everything settles down for our brothers and sisters in America. It's a terrible, very sad state of affairs, and we hope that it all settles down and that we can get onto a better, for social justice, if that can occur, and for the whole world. It's not just America, and that we can all live in peace and harmony and love and build a better world, which is what the tribe is all about, really. That we've got to get this right, really, and it's been going on since my hippie days in the 60s, and we really owe it to the younger people to pass that baton on to them, to build a better world, really. And
yes,
it's going to be very sad, isn't it, really? And so I'll just, in closing, send all our very best wishes to all out in tribe world, and lots of love to you all from us all in Louisiana and New Zealand and Australia. And we'll be giving you more updates as we go along. And so until then, it's good night from Crystal.
Yep, good night.
Good night from the team in NZ.
Good night.
Good night.
And from me, it's you all of you take care, and onwards and upwards, and keep the dream alive, and we'll be in touch with some more details through the social media as we go along. So thanks very much, guys. All the very best. Lots of love to you all. Bye bye now.
Bye
bye.